الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, unfortunately our Mufti Sahib was scheduled to come tonight, but due to some emergency Mufti Sahib could not make it. Therefore he requested us to try and, I wouldn't really say substitute it, but sometimes when a person has a flat tire, so then they have a spare, and you get the spare, some of the spares, you get that Mari biscuit tires, not even a proper tire. So we unfortunately are that Mari biscuit tire. Make dua, inshallah we reach our destination. But even they have that, they have a speed limiter, I believe, with that. So we can't go so fast like Mufti Sahib. We can't fly so high. So we'll just take it easy, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala remove whatever difficulty Mufti Sahib is going through. Allah Ta'ala remove it and remove the problems of the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nevertheless, because I was just called last minute, whatever comes to mind, we'll say. So today we had a small little Tarbiyah program with our boys at the school. Objective is that we try to inculcate within them good habits, good ways. So the example which came to mind was that of a person who has a piece of land, a barren piece of land. Now he wants to develop that land. So the example we gave the children for them to understand was that they wanted a garden in that land. Person wants a beautiful garden in that land. He wants some trees, he wants some roses, he wants some flowers, he wants some beautiful lawn. So what he does is, there's two options. If the person leaves that garden as is, after a period of time, definitely something will grow on there. Whether he likes it or not, something will inevitably grow on that. But what grows on that piece of land may not be to his liking. There may be weeds, there may be thorn trees, and there's a great possibility one or two poisonous trees may even start growing. And then eventually what would happen is that garden would become a huge jungle and a small little forest. And then it will start breeding snakes and rats and mice and all kinds of dangerous creatures. And that will become harmful for people. And then nobody will even want to enter that garden. People will stay away from that garden. They say it's not a garden. It's a very dangerous jungle. There's snakes and scorpions and harmful creatures inside there. And the trees too are very, very poisonous trees. You need to stay away from them. So if the person leaves the garden as is, he neglects it, then that garden will turn out into something which will be a sight for sore eyes. What the person has to do is he has to find the correct seeds. He'll find the correct seeds for the various plants and then he'll plant it. And as he plants those seeds, then he also needs the right kind of environment, a conducive environment for those seeds to grow. If, for example, the soil is not right or there is insufficient water in that place, then that seed will not be able to germinate. So even though the correct seeds were planted, because the environment was not conducive for the growth of that seed, unfortunately, the results were not seen. So similarly, we in our daily lives, we make certain effort in different directions. Sometimes we will go out in Jamaat. So in that Jamaat that we got, beautiful seeds are being planted in our lives. The seed of Dhikrullah, the seed of Ikram-e-Muslim, the seed of Ikhlas-e-Niyat. the seed of fikr, whatever seeds are, different beautiful qualities towards which we are invited and encouraged. These are the seeds which are being planted. Now once we leave that jamaat and we go out, or once we leave the company of that sheikh, or leave that madrasa, now is the environment conducive for the growth of that seed? If a person goes back into his home, and there he's got the television screen, or he's listening to music, then this is the example which you give the children, of a person who comes into that garden with a rake, and then he starts undoing all those seeds. So what will happen is those seeds will become exposed, the sun will dry it out, and eventually the wind will blow it away. Now he will be, after 1 or 2 weeks, now he's waiting for some results. So he will see something germinating and he will think it's those seeds. But in fact, in reality, it is those weeds that are growing. Those dangerous weeds that are growing. The example we gave the children, that if you listen to music, for example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaq fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara'a. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that music breeds hypocrisy in the heart, just as water causes crops to grow. So the example is very apt in the sense that now a person, if he waters the crops, it will grow very well. So in the same way, when a person plants a seed of hypocrisy in the heart, then this music will cause that hypocrisy to breed and to flourish and to blossom until eventually he has a huge poisonous tree of hypocrisy. And that poisonous tree of hypocrisy is so lethal that it will completely it will be fatal if somebody consumes from therefrom. Just like that, hypocrisy, if it is allowed to entrench itself, to gain momentum in a person's life, eventually that hypocrisy can lead to the death of the person's iman. Eventually that hypocrisy can lead to the death of a person's iman. And today this is what is happening. That we find people are externally, alhamdulillah, we are all looking like Muslims. But within our hearts there are so many poisonous trees that are growing and are very, very strong in our hearts, in our lives. So I mentioned to the children, I said, you all are still young. You all are young children. These seeds are being planted in your hearts in this environment of the madrasa. The teachers are teaching you about generosity, about kindness, about forgiving, about tolerance, about love, about respect, about love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for Medina Sharif. These are the beautiful seeds which are being planted in your lives. Now if you will leave the madrasa, you go out to family gatherings, and there you are exposed to music, and you are exposed to, you know, internet sites, and you are exposed to things which are harmful, then what happens is these beautiful seeds that were planted, they become exposed until eventually they disappear. One wind comes, one wind of fitna and temptation comes and blows all those seeds away. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So therefore, we must make an great effort to try and look after these seeds which have been planted in our lives. Our late Hazrat Ma'in Usab Rahmatullah Ali used to say on many occasions that, do not worry, in my majalis seeds are being planted. You may not see it now. After a few years, when you look back and you say where you were and where you are now, then you will realize that you have actually progressed. If a person is looking at his garden every day, so he'll say, this tree is not even growing. I don't see any difference. But if he leaves there and he comes after a period of 1 month or 2 months, now he'll say, oh, subhanAllah, this tree has gone so huge. But then we can take it one step further. That sometimes a person, he wants an instant garden. Allah Ta'ala has given him the wealth. So he says, look, I want palm trees and I want everything. And I want it now. I'm not concerned about how much it costs. I want the job done. So he will phone the appropriate landscaper and he will set up an appointment and a meeting with him. And he say, look, when I want to enter my garden, I want a row of huge palms. Huge. They must be towering above me. And I want a whole bed of roses. And I want lawn full. And I want it done by the end of this month. Now, logically speaking, is it possible for a palm tree to grow within 1 week? Or in 1 month, it's not possible. But what will happen, that landscaper, he's got the context, he's got the know-how, he's got the knowledge. So he'll go to the farm and he'll find the palms that are fully grown, and he knows how to dig it out. So he'll dig it out, and with the crane and with the truck, and he'll transport it, and he'll make all the effort, and then he will place it in the ground, and then he'll get the fully grown plants and the roses from the nursery and inform the instant lawn people, and they will come and lay the lawn immediately. They'll prepare the earth and they'll lay the lawn immediately. And after 1 month, when the person comes, he says, "Mashallah, done." And so that is the company, that is the example of the suhbat and the company of the Ahlullah. That when a person goes in the company of the Ahlullah, then these people, they have got the ability to sometimes transform a person's life instantly. And so many people, you see, they came into the company of this Ahlullah. What habits they had. I personally know so many of them. Some of them were on drugs. Some of them had such akhlaq, such terrible character. Look at how this Ahlullah made one nazar, made one dua, and those trees, beautiful trees, were planted. One particular brother, I know there personally, he's now reached this level where, towards the latter part of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's life, he would daily recite 1,000 Durood Sharifs and deposit it into the account of our late Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah. And at one stage, this person was on drugs. So from where to where? And this is not far-fetched. Look at our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, as I was driving, I saw one headline caption on the news. Father, apparently, I don't know what's the story, but he breaks the bones of his baby. Now, I don't know what's the incident would happen, but it's something which is so nauseating and so disgusting. And you think to yourself that how can a father be so ruthless? But then I thought to myself, I said, but even then too, we cannot look down upon him. I said, Allah give him hidayah. I said, because think about Sahaba-i-Kiram. This person just broke the bones of his child. Sahaba-i-Kiram, before they accepted Islam, they buried their children alive. They buried their children in the ground alive. But look at Rasulullah. So what kind of lives they had? They had they were people who were such that they had poisonous thorn trees, bush, snakes and scorpions in their lives. If any person was asked to go into that garden and start cleaning up, they say, "Brother, please, don't even ask me to go there." And that is why the rulers of that time, the Roman Empire, Persian Empire, they said, "We don't even want to rule over these people. These are not humans, these are animals." They were not even interested in ruling over the Arabs because they considered them worse than even animals. But our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he entered that piece of land, and forget cleaning up that land, he planted such beautiful flowers and trees that till the day of Qiyamah people are benefiting from that garden. Instantly, a Sahabi, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just gave one gaze upon him. That Sahabi may not even have performed a single salah. And there's an example, one particular Sahabi, he accepted Islam and the battle commenced. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, "Ya Rasulullah, if I participate in this battle, and if I become shaheed, if I am martyred, what will I get?" Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "You will get Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannah." He leaves everything and he goes into the thick of battle and he becomes shaheed. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after the battle is over, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's gaze falls upon him, he said, "Whoever wants to see a person who is a Jannati and who had not recited a single salah, here is an example." Not a single salah he performed. He didn't go for Hajj. He didn't fast, not even one fast in the month of Ramadan. But instantly he got Jannah. This was the nazar of our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What transformation took place. So when we sit in the company of these Ahlullah and these pious people, sometimes they can instantly plant certain flowers in our lives and certain trees in our lives, which will immediately start blossoming. And then what will happen is afterwards, when people come into the company of a person who has got a garden in his life, he has planted the correct seeds and the correct flowers are in his garden. So when people sit in his company, they benefit from him. They enjoy his sohbet. He said, "What a wonderful father I've got. What a wonderful son I've got. When I look at my son, it's the coolness of my eyes. What a wonderful husband I've got. I look forward to my husband entering the home. Today is the opposite. The wives are excited. When are you going? You're not going for a jamaat. So they are happy to send the husbands out. Whereas, the reality should be the opposite. And similarly, the wives too. That the husband, when he looks at his wife, then he says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me such a wonderful wife, coolness of my heart. So when will this come? When the correct seeds have been planted and they have grown into beautiful flowers in a person's life. And on the contrary, we know what happens when a person has got the wrong trees in his life. Nobody wants to be in his company. I mentioned that when we in our school days, we had one particular friend. He had some bad habits. We used to always advise him. But Allah give hidayah still. But he didn't change and he went in that route, that down that road that he went through. And apparently he went through so many marriages and divorce and marriage and divorce and marriage. Apparently the fourth marriage too is on the rocks. So many women, their lives became spoiled and messed up. What happens? Because the person has got thorn trees in his life. People who enter that garden, they become injured. They become wounded. They become sick. They develop some allergic reaction because that particular plant has got some allergy in it. Now this is what happens when we've got the wrong seeds in our life. So therefore we should make an effort to remove, rid our lives of all the filth and all the evils and all those thorn trees. Yes, there may be an effort. For a little child to get rid of evil from their life is not a major thing. If that weed starts growing, you just pull it out and finish. But if you allow that weed to turn into a huge tree and the roots have gone deep down, now there's much more effort required. Now, unfortunately, we are like that. That we have got bad habits that have become firmly entrenched in our lives. And therefore, we have to make extra mujahada. We have to make extra tawbah. But then too, there's no such thing as losing hope. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants and if He casts His fazal and rahmat upon that, upon the garden of our lives, it can be transformed immediately. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to develop within our lives beautiful sifat and qualities. The ayat kareema which I recited, Allah ta'ala mentions that we should remember Him and remember Him abundantly. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah ta'ala doesn't just say remember Allah ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala uses the adjective that remember Him abundantly, in abundance. We always say that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not merely confined to the tasbihat and, you know, the dhikrullah that we recite in the masjid. You know, every activity that we do, whether it is our salah, whether it is our dua, whether it is our fasting, whether it is the khidmat of our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, fulfillment of rights of people with the correct intention, this also will be dhikrullah. However, this sitting together, we should try and focus. It is unfortunate that today we make zikrullah, the purpose of zikrullah is to remember Allah. But whilst we're making zikrullah, we are thinking of something else. So we have defeated the purpose and the objective of zikrullah. So the purpose is that we should try and focus on our Allah. Try and, Hadith Sharif says that the zikrullah purifies the heart. So just imagine now, and our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to give the same example. Imagine a piece of land full of weeds. Full of weeds. So imagine our piece of land. Ours is not only weeds. We've got poisonous plants and trees and, you know, growing in our lives. So that's what we've got. Now imagine that every time you're saying, for example, La ilaha illallah, you are pulling and you are extracting, or you're cutting one more branch from that huge poisonous tree. And you're cutting another branch. And you're cutting another branch. And you're pulling one more weed out from that life. And then when you say illallah, now you are planting a beautiful flower there. You are planting one beautiful palm tree. You are planting one beautiful rose tree. So now, then inshallah, when you go out from here, now we have to look after this. Make sure that we don't expose these seeds to that which will be harmful. If a person casts an evil glance, now what is happening? He is causing stress, undue stress to those seeds until eventually they will become uprooted and he will lose those seeds. So therefore we have to look after it as well, so that it can germinate. And once it germinates, believe it or not, we will be the first beneficiaries of that garden. When a person walks into his garden now with the beautiful fragrances, he will be the first one who will feel happy. And we ourselves will feel happy with our lives. when we see these beautiful flowers. Now when we will perform salah, we will have an enjoyment. Now we look forward to tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now when we look at Kaaba Sharif, there will be a different ecstasy and a different kayfiyat. Now when we see the green dome, we will go into a different world. Now when we recite Durood Sharif, it will be with such feeling, with such ishq and love. There will be flavor in our lives. At the moment we are eating food that is tasteless. Imagine a person, biryani, especially a person who got a cold or something. So he can't taste the food. Or imagine if somebody cooks the food and no salt, no masala, nothing. He just prepares rice and tarkari with no, absolutely no spices. So it's food. But does the person enjoy that food? The enjoyment of the food is when there's flavor. So when we develop this love of Allah Ta'ala, love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this adds flavor to our ibadat. Now we'll start enjoying, we'll relish our ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala give it to me first, we don't have it. But inshallah, may it's a reality. And we saw the Ahlullah, we see them and we watch them. And you can see that they have it. You know. We pretend, these people are, they really have it in their lives. Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that that person recites La ilaha illallah 100 times. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause his face to become illuminated like the full moon. Ulama ikram explained that Allah ta'ala, with the barakat of his daily recitation of La ilaha illallah, Allah ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of doing those actions which will cause his face to become illuminated, to become bright and shining. And Allah Ta'ala will protect him with the barakat of this La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala will protect him from those a'mal which will cause his face to become darkened on the day of Qiyamah. Riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, it is mentioned that La ilaha illallah laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. That between La ilaha illallah and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, there is no barrier. So imagine that when we reciting this La ilaha illallah, it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from there, the mahabbat of Allah Ta'ala is descending into our hearts. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کون مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی کون مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ زمین
جنا إنساح وملائكة عرش كرسي شرق زميل كون مكام لائق سجدة تير سواء نور مبين كون مكام لائق سجدة تير سواء نور مبين کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس الشيطان نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس الشيطان نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پانا اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پانا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time ponder and imagine that you have a tongue in the heart and a tongue in the mouth. Both these are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine everything around you, the sky above you, the earth beneath you, every single leaf of every single tree on earth, every single grain of sand on earth, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah ichhe shirin astanam shira shakkar me shawad janam tamam آه راج الزاسما هم دم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اے خدا اے بند را رسوا مکن بربدم من سر من پیدا مکن ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی کیا نظر مجھ پر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی پتا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، وصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاکار ہے، بدکار ہے، مجرم اور خطاکار ہے. یا اللہ we are extremely sinful. Ya Allah we are weak servants of yours. Ya Allah but oh Allah weak ones like us. Ya Allah Ya Allah filthy ones like us. Ya Allah oh Allah you gave us the tawfiq. Ya Allah you gave us the ability to take your park in your pure name. Ya Allah oh Allah what a great favor upon us. Ya Allah Ya Allah where will we find such a kareem, such a rahim, such a kind Allah. Oh Allah you are so kind and so merciful. Ya Allah oh Allah accept the zikrullah that we made. Ya Allah oh Allah plant the beautiful seeds. Ya Allah of taqwa in our lives. Ya Allah Ya Allah of ishq of yours in our life. Ya Allah fill our hearts with your mahabbat and your love. Ya Allah fill our hearts. Ya Allah with the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah oh Allah remove all the filth from our hearts. Ya Allah oh Allah at present our hearts. Ya Allah like jungles and forests. Ya Allah of poisonous plants and trees. Ya Allah oh Allah uproot these trees. Ya Allah oh Allah change our hearts. Ya Allah transform our hearts. Ya Allah oh Allah you are the greatest and most powerful. Ya Allah you are the most powerful being. Ya Allah there is nothing impossible for you. Ya Allah إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئاً أن يقول له كن فيكون. يا الله يا الله you make your irada. يا الله والله make a decision of change for us tonight. يا الله والله it is the Jum'ah night of Jum'ah. يا الله it is a Mubarak night. يا الله we are in the month of Rajab. يا الله oh Allah our begging bowls raised before you. يا الله oh Allah do not turn us empty handed. يا الله oh Allah do not reject us. يا الله oh Allah forgive us. يا الله forgive our major sins and our minor sins. يا الله Oh Allah, forgive the sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even if a tiny little black ant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkest of nights, Ya Allah. Moves under a dark rock, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we were fooling ourselves, Ya Allah. You were watching us, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we committed those sins, Ya Allah, while you were watching us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what terrible people we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no shame, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we use those very eyes which you gave us, Ya Allah, for your displeasure, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we use, Ya Allah, the faculties which you granted us, Ya Allah, to disobey you, Ya Allah, to violate your commands, Ya Allah. Allah, had it been another Allah, He would have crushed us immediately. He would have sent the gale force winds to destroy us. He would have sent the bolt of lightning from the sky to fry us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, He would have caused the ground to split to swallow us, Ya Allah. But Allah, you are so tolerant, Ya Allah. You are so tolerant, Ya Allah, that you see us, Ya Allah, violating your commands, Ya Allah, and you overlook it, Ya Allah. Allah, where will we find Allah like you, Ya Allah? But Allah, Oh Allah, despite all your favors upon us, Ya Allah, we have been extremely, extremely ungrateful, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are confessing before you, Ya Allah. We are soaked in sins, Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah. Full of sins and guna, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have come to your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. You purify our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, far too long we have remained distant from you, Ya Allah. Our lives are miserable, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have no enjoyment in our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no shock for salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no enthusiasm in our salah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no flavor in our ibadat, Ya Allah. Our ibadat has become tasteless, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this is because of our guna and our sins, Ya Allah. We have distanced ourselves from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no such thing as losing hope, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even if our sins, Ya Allah, are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. Even if our sins, Ya Allah, more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient, Ya Allah, for the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents and children, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our students, Ya Allah. Our teachers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't deprive anyone, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not deprive anyone on this night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that others are suffering. Ya Allah, it is not their sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, because of our sins, Ya Allah, they are suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, alleviate the suffering of the Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Allah, as we speak now, Ya Allah, close to 100,000 Muslims have been massacred in Syria, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these are the ummatis of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give their families, Ya Allah, kith and kin, sabre jameel, ajri azim, Ya Allah. Many have lost their children, Ya Allah. Many have lost their parents, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and those who have passed away, Ya Allah, give them the highest stages in Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Muslims are suffering in Kashmir, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in India, Ya Allah. Muslims are suffering in Sudan, in Somalia, in Nigeria, Ya Allah. Muslims are suffering in America, in France, in Europe, Ya Allah. Muslims are suffering in Kosovo, Ya Allah, in Chechnya, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not look, Ya Allah, at the condition of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Look at your beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is his ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, give the ummah of Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, izzat and honor, Ya Allah. Allah, do not humiliate the ummah of Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give the Muslim Ummah izzah and honor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah throughout the continents, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but Ya Allah, we have been extremely ungrateful, Ya Allah, at the sacrifices of our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allah, how much he cried for us, Ya Allah. What sacrifices he went through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we go to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we perform salah in Medina Sharif with such comfort and such ease, Ya Allah. When our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would perform salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, he would place his head, in mud, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the roof was merely, Ya Allah, of date trunks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the house of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so small, Ya Allah, that if he stood up, his head, he would touch the roof. If he made sajda, Aisha radiallahu anha had to fold her legs in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we go to Makkatul Mukarrama, we make tawaf with such ease, Ya Allah. When our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tawaf, Ya Allah, they would mock at him, they would swear him, Ya Allah. When he would go in sajda, Ya Allah, the intestine of an entire camel was placed on the back of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this is the sacrifices he made for us, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, what pain and suffering, Ya Allah, he will go through when he's informed that that very ummah for whom you cried so much, that very ummah for whom you sacrificed so much, that very ummah for whom you were mocked and teased at, they are embarrassed and humiliated of your way. They feel ashamed to follow your sunnah. They are the very ones who are in the casinos, Ya. They are the very ones, Ya Allah, who are taking drugs. Oh Allah, this will cause such pain to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, change the condition of the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. We are helpless, Ya Allah. But You are all powerful, Ya Allah. You, Ya Allah, cause a revolution in the lives of our Ummah or Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Change our lives, Ya Allah. Bring deed in our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustamir, daim, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, remove it, Ya Allah. Give them plenty full of halal, risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us in this country with safety and security, Ya Allah. With prosperity, Ya Allah. With, Ya Allah, with peace and serenity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who will be going for Hajj, Ya Allah, make the Hajj maqbool, mabroor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who want to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, they do not have the means, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You are the one who takes people there, Ya Allah. You take them there again and again. Oh Allah, take us there, Ya Allah, as well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, so that again, Ya Allah, we can cast our gazes, Ya Allah, at the beautiful green dome of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jhum jaye. Ya Allah, when our gaze falls on that beautiful green dome, Ya Allah, considering the great personality who is buried directly between that, beneath that green dome, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we go into a state of enjoyment and we recite, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Oh Allah, one great request we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the last moment of our life comes, Ya Allah. For after all, Ya Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. People's visas of lives are being expired suddenly, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the salatu wa salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. Cause our soul to leave our bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are gunahgar, we are sinful ones, we are weak ones, we are helpless ones, Ya Allah. Allah, we need the intercession of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamari paas aur kuch bhi nahi hai. We do not have any good deeds to present in your court, Ya Allah. Nothing whatsoever, Ya Allah. But we have great hope in the intercession of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Therefore, Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Allah, if it is not Muqaddar day, Ya Allah, then wherever it is, Ya Allah, give us a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, in any haram, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, many have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You are well aware, each and every one who has raised their hands before You. All their needs, their desires, their aspirations, Ya Allah. Allah, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Whatever pareshani, difficulty, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before You, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn us away, Ya Allah. Agar che pur khata hai, Allah, although, Ya Allah, we are full of sins and guna, Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, which other door do we have besides Your door, Ya Allah? Agar che pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aya. Ya Allah, it is before Your door with great hope, Ya Allah, that we are stretching our hands, hopeful, Ya Allah, that You will fill our hearts and fill our lives with Your rahmat and mercy, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins completely, Ya Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.